Stars. It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamualaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live.
Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:03, August 30th, 2021. Yeah, Chris Faith, Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi. We're doing it. Over in studio number two there, here at Media City, Virgin Radio HQ. Phone guy Eddie and Nala already as well. I've just come across how to make a KFC zinger at home.
Stop it. Wow. Tell me. Yeah, Send it to me now.
I'm looking at the secret herbs and spices.
What are they?
I don't know. I know paprika's in there. Oh, man, this is just too early to be looking at fried chicken.
Tell me.
It's never too early.
If you go to a...
How do I find it?
I'll send it to you. I'll send you this link. But, oh, man, it looks scrumptious. So, you know, I cooked a piece of steak last night. You know, Brianna's vegetarian now.
Yes.
She's been vegetarian for about 9-10 months, and she does a great job, you know.
Wow.
But I cooked this exquisite piece of steak last night.
Isn't that what made her turn vegetarian in the first place?
Yeah. I cooked her a piece of steak, and that's what turned her vegetarian.
Yeah.
She said that I cooked it horribly wrong with way too much butter, and it turned her off meat. Anyway, so we were having a conversation in the kitchen as I was cooking the steak, and I just kept seeing her looking at the steak. I said, I know you want some. No, I don't. Very defensive. Very defensive.
And as
I reckon,
know,
I can break her.
No, don't do that.
I mean, I don't know. Liz is not a big steak eater or whatever. But Brianna
chicken?
Is.
Does she eat chicken?
Yeah. But Brianna's fine with like red meat. Yeah.
Well, she hasn't eaten it for 9 months.
She was, I mean.
Yeah, she'd eat it. Yeah. Yeah. But yesterday's steak that I cooked, oh, man. So if you're a vegan, I'm just sorry. A vegetarian as well, I'm sorry. It was a piece of, I think, lamb.
Yeah.
And it was... Huh? It was a lamb like cutlet.
So it wasn't steak.
Yeah, I call steak... What's steak? Beef?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It was just a piece of meat. That's all I know. But it was a cutlet. It was
like I don't know what it was.
It was,
but it was
Australian lamb, and I've actually reduced my meat intake as well. I've been only eating meat maybe once or twice a week. Every 2 weeks. And yesterday I enjoyed it. That's my steak story, guys. Now there's a lot more of those unwanted stories coming up over the next 4 hours.
Loads of them.
Yep, Rossi will give you some, pretty possibly as well.
Yeah.
All right. So sit back and relax.
There we go.
That's it. Is that all I got?
Well
done.
That's it, guy. Yeah. Looks that was.
Do we still have a show?
I thought that was a good start to the show.
I liked it. Don't worry.
What do we got coming up next?
Don't listen to what people say.
Yeah, I know. They always, you know. On Twitter especially, they don't like me.
They're just jealous.
Yeah, I know, they're jealous.
Guys.
What do we got? We've got pop quiz coming up.
Back to school.
Did you end up changing your underwear last night?
I did, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh, great.
Yeah, it's that time of week.
Yeah, yesterday was horrible when you walked in the studio. I could smell it already.
Sorry.
Are you two done?
Well, are we still on?
Yes, we're on the radio.
Yep. Oh, okay. Well, we need someone for our first caller of the morning. My apologies there. I thought we were off. 04-871-5544. Could you add maybe an unwanted story to the show? I'd take it. I'd love to hear from you.
Save this show.
04-871-5544. Call me right now. Find out if you're on the way to work. Maybe you're on the way to school, doing the school drop-off, gymming, whatever it is. 04-871-5544. Call me. That was a good start then, because even though we made that little mistake earlier on, I think it's fine. They wouldn't. No one would have noticed that.
Yeah, it's not me. The smell, by the way.
Who was it?
It's my cat. It's got a problem. So
you brought your cat into work yesterday?
No, it's been doing stuff in there. So it's not my fault. Just so you know,
guys, we're still on the radio.
Oh my! The system's not working.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
One of our regulars, Ruler. Hi, Ruler.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Can't complain. Monday, we're back at it. Let me guess, you finished your workout?
Actually, I finished the first workout. I'm going to my second one.
Oh,
wow.
Two workouts on a Monday morning. So what was the first one?
The first one was core and upper body at F45. And usually when I do upper body, I don't feel like I worked out a lot. So I do half an hour cardio after.
You are amazing. Aww. Well done, Rula. Well done on a health kick, right? Yeah. Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah. But I'm not calling to tell you that. I'm calling to tell you, Chris, please let Brianna be a vegetarian. Stop tempting her with me.
Yeah.
I'm not tempting her. I'm just cooking my food. She came into the kitchen. Like, you know.
Yeah, but you're tempting her. You're trying to ask her if she doesn't miss meat, if she wouldn't want a piece of meat. That's tempting.
Because I tell you why. There's this one of my favorite meals of all time. And if you've never tried this place, I advise you to go try it. Rula, do you eat meat?
No, I've been vegetarian for 2 years.
Okay, good on you as well. Well, don't relate to this. In Paris, many years ago when I went for the first time, I went to this restaurant called Le Entrecote. Okay?
Okay.
And I discovered it. Rula, do you know this restaurant? I feel like you would know this restaurant.
Of course. Yeah. You know, when I used to eat meat, I used to eat a lot at L'Entrecote. I used to live actually in Kuwait, and they have two branches there. And I tried it even in Paris, which is even better.
Yeah. Paris is the OG, but they've got a couple here.
Right.
Okay. And I am hanging to go out there with Brianna, but I can't. All they serve on the menu is meat with a special sauce and fries. That's it.
Yes.
Like just
that's
beef?
Yep. That's it. Like there's no other. So when you go to this one in Paris, for example, and many, the ones here have just, I think they've added a few little options, but the one in Paris is there's no menu. You just go in, you sit down, they just bring it to you. And it's two servings. So you get beef with this mustardy sauce.
Yeah.
And then the fries on the side. And then you finish that plate, and they come again, and they replace it, and they give you another serving.
So say that again. You get two meals when you go there. This is brilliant.
Yeah, I think we should go.
Why don't
you and Rossi go?
Yeah, Eddie, would you... Eddie, you eat... hold on. Eddie doesn't eat much, though. Eddie, would you eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's meat. Steak, bro.
Okay, we'll go. Nala? You definitely, you're Turkish.
Of course,
Turkish.
I never
say
she's
no. She's Turkish. Pretty.
Nope.
Well, I know you don't eat it, but we can get you a salad. Rula, you can come as well and just eat salad.
What? No, thank you. Stop tempting me.
Just sit there with the salad.
And Chris, I think Brianna is doing it for the right reasons. I hope so. For me, I do it because first, for my health, second, for the animals and the environment. So I have three reasons to do it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly why she's doing it. Sometimes I feel like she's doing it more for the animals than she is doing... I'm just trying to stop her watching these Netflix documentaries. Because, like, we watched the seafood conspiracy one.
Yeah.
And now she won't ever go near... Like, before she may eat a little bit of fish every so often. Yeah. Now there's no fish.
But it's okay.
Like, you know, no, it's fine. It is fine.
Like, it's
but when you're in a relationship... It's always easier when you're on the same path.
Yeah.
So I'm adjusting. She's making me a better person, though. I'm not eating as much, I think. And now I'm thinking
good
about...
Good for you, Brianna.
Thinking about
like
the animals.
I like the way she, like, challenges herself all the time. Doing, like, puzzles and...
Yeah.
She does loads of stuff like that, doesn't she?
Yeah, she plugged painting in plugged in the PS5 or PS4 yesterday. I don't know how to do any of that. She knows how to plug all the cables in. I just sit there. I just sit there and go, all right, babe, you do it. All right, well, Rula, thanks so much. I'll pass on the message to Brianna, okay?
Okay, have a great day, guys.
Thank you, bye-bye. Enjoy that cardio.
Just sit there. All you do, just sit there with no top on. In your house.
Yeah, just on the couch and, you know, watch her do stuff. I wonder if they'll ever do like a Netflix documentary on like how bad vegetables are. Imagine that comes out.
Probably true.
It probably will. Like 5 years, the meat people are like, you know what? We've got to come back at them. Let's do one about vegetables and how it's contaminating your body and your bloodstream. Then everyone will be like, I'm not eating any more vegetables.
So no one's going to eat anything anymore.
Then there'll be one called water. Water's destroying you. I'm not having any water either. There's going to be like air. How bad the air? I'm not breathing in any air. Yelda.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
We are doing very well. Now, you're a veterinarian.
I'm a veterinarian, actually, yeah.
You're a small animal internal medicine, and you're originally from Canada.
I'm originally from Iran.
Iran, but did you study in Canada?
How did you know that?
I know everything. I really do know. I take a pride in understanding my listeners. And I want to say just a few. Did you end up finding the adoption for that gorgeous 11-month-year-old cat, that white one?
Not yet. If you're interested, please let me know, or anyone.
You work at Lucky. Is it Lucky Veterinarian Clinic? Is that where you're at?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, I have tagged you in the Instagram.
He's stalking you.
You tagged me this morning on Instagram, so I put one on. I put two and two together. I said, I've got a Yolder who's a veterinarian on our phones, and there's a Yolder in my inbox. So, fantastic. So you work with animals, eh?
I do. I just finished my night shift. I had an emergency case.
Oh, so. No.
Oh, wow. So what, you would have, you were at home sleeping or relaxing, and then you get a case come in?
Actually, I'm working since yesterday, 9 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Great shift.
Jeez. So, what was the emergency, can I ask?
It was a poisoned kitten, 4 months old, unfortunately.
Did it survive?
We try our best. It's already in the spinal reaction, and I don't know.
Oh, so it's like it's like hooked up to stuff, and you just don't know. It's a waiting game.
Mm. Try our best. Let's see.
Oh man, that's horrible.
It's amazing. Like vets, they do try the best, don't they?
Yeah. Well, do we know what it consumed?
Yes. There's a specific plant. I don't know the English name of that actually, but we have the photo of it. Some are poisonous for animals.
Are you serious?
For
dogs as well?
Dogs and cats.
Could you send a photo to me on Instagram? I'd love to see it, and maybe we'll put it out and let everyone know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to do that.
That's very important. I mean, I've got two dogs. You've got a dog and a cat. You've got a dog, Ross, a cat, Rossi. You've got a dog. It's so important. So important to know this. And just moving, the reason why you called is because you don't eat any meat anymore, right?
I mean, I don't blame who eats, honestly. I mean, I respect them. I appreciate everyone's opinion. But I never eat animal.
Yeah. I guess you're working with them all day. The last thing you want to do is eat them.
Yeah,
exactly. When you have the kind of job that we have, I don't know. You just, like, see their face whenever you just eat a beef or something. You see their face.
Yeah. It's like a human doctor, I guess. The same thing.
Oh, dear.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, what have you got for us here, Pretty?
So we talked about Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz before. Remember, they were spotted around New York City on a bike, like laughing. Pretty much we thought they were together.
Yeah.
Well, they've been spotted out again, this time taking a stroll through New York City Central Park. They weren't hand in hand, but they were together. And then a little while later, an unidentified man joined them, third wheeling on their romantic walk through the park. It looks like these two might be like actually on.
Is it going to last though? I don't think it will.
Why do you always go to that? They've been spotted out twice, man. Have some like...
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to last. I think they'll be together. What's her name? Chloe? What's her name? Kravitz?
Zoe.
I think she's had a number of relationships, as he has as well.
Yeah, so she got a divorce in January. He broke up with Jesse J in October. Remember, they were on again, off again for a very long time.
Yeah, true.
Jesse J and him. So,
all right, moving on. What else we got?
Another couple sighting. This one's Adele. Adele, we never see Adele out and about. Like, it's a rare thing when you see her out. So she was at LeBron James's wife's birthday party, Savannah James, her birthday party.
So cool. That's so
cool. Is that? Everyone was there. Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, everyone was there. She was there with Rich Paul, her rumored man. You know, Rich Paul is LeBron's manager.
No, are you really? LeBron James's manager?
Yeah, and he manages like a bunch of other people too.
What's his name?
Rich Paul is his name. And they were spotted together at the party. They left the party together. Now, the first time they were seen together was Game 5 of the NBA Finals courtside.
If I'm not mistaken, LeBron James took Rich. I could be wrong, but they were just friends. And Rich had no idea how to manage anyone. He had never managed anyone. But LeBron was like, you're going to be my manager.
Wow.
And now Rich Paul is one of the best managers in the business.
I mean, he manages Anthony Davis, I think Lonzo Ball. Like, he manages a lot of people in the NBA.
He's got a lot of NFL football players under his belt. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
They look like a cool little couple, man.
I mean, that is a power couple if I've ever heard of one, right?
Agreed. Yeah,
right?
Agreed.
And finally, which Kardashian is ready for a wedding? Any guesses?
Khloe.
No.
Courtney, sorry.
No.
Rob?
Kris Jenner.
Oh, wow, really?
Rumor has it that she's already hard at work on her wedding. She's planning a $2 million affair with her man, Corey Gamble, who she's been with for about 7 years. Remember, it was weird when they came here. Remember when we interviewed Kris Jenner? Corey Gamble was like standing off to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just like kind of there as a protective guy, like making sure everything's okay with Kris. So It looks like she's ready to walk down the aisle.
All right, there we go. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Well, after months and years of waiting for Kanye yeah. to drop his brand new album, he finally did it. He finally did it last night in the States, and the world is now talking about it. How did it sound? Did it have that Kanye sound that we wanted? I know a lot of us still love the old school sounds of Kanye West's All of the Lights. Could you imagine if he dropped it? Now, I'm seeing mixed reviews on social media here. I'm seeing a mixed reviews. How long did we wait for this album, Donda, Pretty Malik?
Years. Honestly, years. And I'm here to tell you that it is not Kanye West who released the album. He is actually very upset that the album has been released.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow. He says the record label, Universal, put the album out without approval.
Because they've been waiting for 2 years, Kanye.
They finally were like, that's it, we're putting it out now. There are 27 tracks on this album. 27 tracks. Loads of collaborations. We're going to go through some of the songs, but the reason Kanye was not putting it out was because they were blocking one of the tracks, Jail 2, from being on the album because it features DaBaby and Marilyn Manson.
And they've got so much. Those guys have got a huge controversy around them.
But
assault charge and some other things going on.
Exactly. So they lifted that and it's on the album. Let's just go through some of the songs.
Okay. Now, I don't know about you. I'm a huge Kanye West fan. Yes, he's an artist. He's eccentric. He's a little different. He's made some poor choices in his life. He's made some great choices in his life. But the Kanye West that makes the music that I love, which was probably about anywhere between 15 years ago to 10 years ago, sort of that area, I absolutely love. And I think he's, again, one of the most talented producers that we've had, right?
Unfortunately, I don't think we're anywhere in that realm with this album. He's in a different direction.
Yeah, it's so different. Okay, first one, big one. He's teamed up with The Weeknd.
Yes, this is called Hurricane.
80 degrees, warm it up for me.
Typical Weeknd sound.
Yeah.
I could listen to it. Yeah. I could listen to it. Next big one that Kanye teamed up with
is, of course, Jay-Z.
Hold on. This is the verse of Kanye on Hurricane.
God made it rain. The devil made it hell.
He still sounds great. He then teams up with, Jay-Z. Okay, this is cool. Guess who's going to jail tonight?
That's what it's called.
In my cells, that's my celly. Made in the image of God, that's a selfie. Pray 5 times a day, so many felonies.
Have a listen to the lyrics, huh?
Who gon' post my bell? Lord, help me. Hold up, Donda, I'm with your baby when I touch back road. Told him stop all of that red cap, we going home. Not me with all of these sins, casting stones. Might be the return of the throne.
Interesting.
If you hear him, he said, I took Donda, as in Kanye's mom, I took him away from the red cap, said we're going home. The red cap, as in, remember, he was a big Trump supporter with the red MAGA hat.
Oh, yeah.
He put that in there. So I thought the Jay-Z verse was very interesting.
Donda, Kanye's mom, by the way, unfortunately passed away many years ago doing plastic surgery on her backside, from what I understand, in Brazil. We then move on to the song titled Donda.
The man I describe in the introduction as being so decidedly different, my son. And what made the project extra special to me is I got a chance to share not only what he has meant to me, but what he has meant to a generation. As one writer said, we came from somewhere, not just from the wombs of our mothers and the seeds of our fathers, but from a long line of generations who came before us.
It's the kingdom.
It's the kingdom.
And the power.
And the power.
And the glory.
He's an artist, I tell you.
Forever.
Forever.
is the kingdom.
Come on, give me that beat.
And the power.
You won't get it.
You won't get it?
You won't get it.
I feel like, yeah, I'm in a... I don't know.
Okay, there's a song on the album, if we can skip ahead to OK OK. I feel like that maybe is close. Heal the wound and then you stab me in my back again.
Yes,
you
cool.
The type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your bestest man.
Give me the beat, though. Is he gonna come in?
This is kind of how it
is.
This is like the closest we get.
One of the ones that I do like is called No Child Left Behind. Now, this is Kanye's new album, just dropped yesterday, Donda.
No child left behind. No child left behind. No child left behind. No child left behind. No child left behind.
No, it does. I thought I heard another part.
Back again, I use my back against the wall. Never caught on y'all.
All right, well, listen, that's Donda. New album, Kanye West, officially dropped. What do you think, Ross?
I think maybe somebody forgot to order the drum machine when they were making it, and that's the outcome.
I feel like it's interludes. You know when you go into an album and it's like, you know, track number 7 is at the interlude where it's this instrumental thing, a bit of talking. I feel like that's most of the album.
But yeah, that's how it is. They're about 3 to 4 minute tracks each. 27 tracks in total. Again, I think we just have to pay attention to the lyrics. It's more of like a lyrical thing.
Yep.
He's putting a lot of messages in there, saying a lot of things through the lyrics. It's not really about the beat or the melody or the music.
All right. Well, there he is, Kanye West. Judge him, but he's one of the richest men in the world, by the way. He's like, he's up.
Exactly.
You don't understand how much money this guy has. I don't think we realize. Thank you, Kanye. Over to you. Thanks for dropping my name as well, brother.
Yo, what's up? This is Kanye West, and you're listening to Brent Black on Virgin Radio Dubai.
It's Chris Fade, Kanye.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Back to school run is going. It's your school
run.
We decided today. Yesterday was a teacher. Today's a student. We are welcoming you back. We want to say it's good to have you back listening to the show. And we've guaranteed a student to get through the pop quiz this morning. 10,000 dirhams on the line. And I can officially, I'm happy about this one because right now we got to say good morning.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
Facebook is on right now. We are live on Facebook, Virgin Radio DXB. Good morning, no matter where you're watching it around the world, possibly here in the UAE. Thanks for joining us here on the Chris Fade Show. Who's the student that's got through? It is Reem. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay.
Reem. Welcome back. When did you go back to school? Was it today? Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday on Sunday.
There we go. Yesterday, you went back. What school do you go to?
Star International School, Altawar.
Ah, we've been there.
Yeah. Which one was it? Star. Which one, Ross?
It's Star International.
What up, Star International School? And how old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
All right, so turn that radio down. I know you got your family or someone's listening. Like, look, Mike, she's on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Turn it down for us because we can hear it in the background. So what I want to ask you is how was it returning back to school? Were you excited? Were you not really into it? Did you want to stay at home? How did it feel?
I think it was kind of a bit of both. Very excited to be back, to see the teachers, to get back into, like, a really good schedule. At the same time, I really wanted to be back home.
Aww.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that's like my girls. I think my daughters were the same, pretty much the same sort of feel, right? All right, listen, let's get you some cash right now. We've got 10 questions for you, Reem. If you get them all right, you as a 15-year-old is going to win 10,000 dirhams. What would you do with 10,000?
I don't know. I'd help my parents out and use it to, like, five things that I would want.
That's so cute. That's so cute. All right, let's get you the money. Here we go. Rack Bank's ready to go. We're ready to go. Facebook, I know, is ready to go. And all of us here on Virgin Radio is ready to go. 10,000 dirhams on the line. You're 60 seconds on the clock, Reem. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay? Your time begins right now. What sport did Michael Phelps compete in?
Swimming.
Ariana Grande, Zayn Malik, and Niall Horan were all born in what year?
Pass.
What film did Leonardo DiCaprio win the first Oscar for?
The Revenant.
The Miami Dolphins are a team in which sport?
Pass.
How many sisters does Charli D'Amelio have?
One.
Who is older, Justin Bieber or Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran.
How many Emirates are there in the UAE?
Seven.
What Avengers movie was directly released after Infinity War?
Endgame.
Who sings the song Sorry and Holy?
Justin Bieber.
What is the capital of Italy?
Venice.
No, give me another one.
Beijing. No, that's different. A pass.
Ariana Grande, Zayn Malik, and Niall Horan were born in what year?
1998.
No, lower.
1997.
No, I can't. I tried. No, you didn't get 10,000, but you still won 700 dirhams. Well done. We guaranteed a student. We got one. Reem, 700 dirhams cash. You can still get, listen, don't give anything to the family. Just you spend that on yourself right now, okay, Reem?
Definitely.
Yay. I love it. What did you get wrong? Ariana Grande, Zayn Malik. All born in 1993. The Miami Dolphins are an NFL team, an American football team. We would have accepted football as well. And the capital of Italy is Rome. You will go there one day.
Oh.
Have you been? Have you been to Rome yet?
Yeah. No.
No, you,
I'd love to go.
You will definitely travel there. Well, listen, you have a great year ahead of yourself. You sound amazing. You're fantastic. And say hello to everyone at school, okay?
Yeah, thank you guys so much. You guys are like an inspiration. We listen to you guys every day on the way to school, on the way back home. So
we love you.
You guys are making my day amazing.
We love you, Reem. Give her a big round of applause. Yay, thank you for those words. Too sweet. Hey, listen, pop quiz back tomorrow. 7:10 right here on the Chris Fade Show. You're on Virgin. Do you mind if I just, got my daughters on the phone?
I was just.
I don't mind. No, it's okay.
My daughter's first day today, both Nushi and Kiki. I got Nushi here. Hey, Nush, morning.
Hi.
How you feeling, bub? Ready?
Yeah.
Got everything ready. You're a little nervous at the same time. I've been talking to some of the other students gone to school, babe, and some are saying they're excited, but they're also nervous at the same time. Are you feeling that? Is that how you feel?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Aww.
Got your lunch packed? What's in there? What do we got for lunch?
Just some fruits and snacks.
Yeah, Nushi takes pride in getting her, she packs her own lunchbox the night before.
Who's it herself?
Yeah, the night before.
That's great.
Nush, I think you're going to be a chef when you get older because you should see her lunchbox. It's like a smorgasbord. It's so good.
Tell us more. What are the snacks? What did you take?
So I packed strawberries, bananas, some Welch's, some digestive biscuits, and a Ritz. And a croissant.
And a croissant. Go. And how's the new schedule going, Nushi, that Daddy put in?
I mean, it's a little, like, out there, because, like, every day we may have something, but some days we'll have off. But, yeah.
If you missed it, the new year, I've made the girls structured more, less iPads, more after-school activities are going on from self-defense classes. I've told Nushi, I said to Nush, do you want to get into piano? You said no. I said, do you want to continue singing? You said no. Now, I've suggested, because you're so good, a cooking class. Do you want to do a cooking class after school one day?
Maybe, yeah, sure.
What about dance?
No.
She wanted to do gymnastics, and I've said no to it.
Well, she's very sporty,
why
isn't she?
Not?
What do you mean? Why did you say no to gymnastics?
You said on the radio that you will ask the kids what they want to do. She wants to do gymnastics.
Here's the thing with gymnastics, and I don't want to offend anyone that's done gymnastics. I think gymnastics is one of the most amazing sports. You need so much talent to do it. But when you turn like 20, it's not like, or 21, what are you going to use it for?
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
You are insane.
That's one of the most impressive things. But as when I'm with my friends in the pub, right? I've got a friend who can do backflips off bar stools.
But it's not just
that's amazing.
That's
what I mean. Like, what is she going to use it for? Like when she's 20, she's like, look at these guys.
It's a sport. You learn
I'd rather her just know how to play the piano or cook or do something that we can use in life.
She will learn valuable lessons.
I love gymnastics and she's very good at it. Like gymnasts are amazing.
Nushi, do you want to do gymnastics? She'll say no.
She's gone.
Do you want to do gymnastics, babe?
Noosh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I was not as flexible as I was when I was younger, so I want to start getting more flexible again.
Yeah, when you were younger, you're 12 years old, bub, you're still young. So,
I know, but like amazing. When I was like 5 or something.
All right, well, let's see how you go. Let's see what you want to do. Let's keep thinking about it, and you and I will have a mutual discussion. I love you so much. Have a great day at school. Where's the Kiki? I want to talk to Kiki as well.
Here's Kiki.
All right, Kiki, let's get to Kiki.
I want
to
ask Kiki how she thinks, what she thinks about the new schedule.
Well, come on, we're running out here. Kiki,
on.
Hi, Kiki, baby.
Hi.
You ready for school, bub?
Kiki.
Kicks?
Kiki.
Yeah?
You ready for school?
No. I don't know. Nervous.
Yeah, it's normal. It's normal to be nervous, baby. We're on the radio, by the way, bub. But it's normal to be nervous. I took about 5 calls earlier on from students, and everyone was nervous. Every single one of them saying that they're nervous. So the fact that you feel nervous, babe, is okay, and it's okay, all right, bub? So just run through it, and you'll be okay, all right?
Okay.
All right. I love you so, 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 so much. Have a great day. And daddy will be there when you get home.
Love you.
All right. Love you so much. Hold the line for me. Hold on. Don't hang up yet. Just hang out.
So one's a morning person and one isn't then.
Yeah, it is true. It is. Kix likes a little sleep as well. Oh. All right. Listen, if you're in the car right now and you're feeling a little bit nervous, just you'll be all right. You can have a good day today. I promise you. You'll come back and you'll feel good. Take a few days to get back into it.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got now? Addison Rae is a huge TikTok and superstar.
Yeah.
And now she's got her own movie out on Netflix.
Yeah, so it's called He's All That. It's the remake of the 1999 She's All That.
Yes, right.
So it's basically flipped. In the original, it was Freddie Prinze Jr. who was making over Rachel Lee Cook.
Yep.
Now, Rachel Lee Cook stars as the mom of Addison Rae in this one, where she's making over a guy. Now, the reviews have been less than stellar. It's got like 33% on Rotten Tomatoes, 4.4 on IMDb. And Addison's acting is just being slammed all over Twitter.
That's
now,
not
this
cool.
is her debut.
It's her first movie.
And you know what? She's going to the press. She spoke to the LA Times and she said, I'm just asking people to give me a chance.
Of course.
She said, people have a lot to say about, quote, did she work for it? Does she deserve it? That was the most difficult part for me to comprehend because I do love acting and I've done it my entire life. She said, I really hope that people give me a chance to show myself as an actress. Now, Nala, you watched the movie.
Yeah.
And you also were telling me that you did not really enjoy Addison's acting.
It was like, it was bad. It was really, really, really bad. And I just love the classic so much.
Yeah.
And then there was just no chemistry between the two. And it's just like,
here's the thing. I don't think they're talking to us.
Yeah, you're
I think
right.
they're talking to like my daughter's age, you know.
But my sister
12, 13, 14, 15 year olds.
Yeah, my sister is the exact same age and she didn't like that. There was no chemistry, there's no depth to the characters.
Okay.
And like she was just, I feel like I understand it's her first role and everything, but it's just because it's such
a
well known.
No, don't
movie.
Hate because it's not you, all right? Don't hate.
You know, I wanted to be an actress.
Yeah, I know. No, I just think, you know, this is just a young woman that was not famous, just living her life, then became TikTok famous, started doing videos on TikTok. The world started watching her. She became one of the most, and she's one of the most famous females in the world right now. And now she's doing a movie. She hasn't had acting school and done all that. So let's give her a chance. The fact that she's on Netflix, let's see where her career goes. You know what I mean?
Let's see movie number 2 if there's any improvement, right?
Let's
I think then we can kind of start to judge.
Agreed.
And finally, Nala, since you were hating on Addison, I'll give Chris the floor to hate on someone as well.
Dude, give me a.
Who do you think we're talking about?
No idea.
Come on, who do you love to hate? Actor.
What's his name?
Rakesh Yam.
Thumbhead.
So
Thumbhead.
Looks,
are we really talking about Thumbhead again?
Because the amount of exposure
this guy gets.
Because wow. a new report came out this week about
that he's
who,
a bad actor.
No, that who is going to be the next James Bond. And he is still the front runner to
if
be
this guy. Thumbhead becomes James Bond, I'm never watching a James Bond again.
He couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag.
Exactly. If you don't know who we're talking about, Thumbhead, he's what's his real name?
Bridgerton. John Page.
Yeah, he was in that Bridgerton TV show.
So he's the front runner to take over when No Time to Die comes out after that. The other two names in contention are Henry Cavill, who is Superman. Ooh. Do we like that?
Yeah, I'll take him.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, and George MacKay, who is another British actor from 1917.
I'd rather see Addison Rae play James Bond than Thumbhead.
You are such a hater. Don't hate.
He's ready to go. He's back.
Yeah.
He's bringing us the stories that no one wants to hear, but we all want to hear it at the same time. Let's go.
10 years on.
And we still have no idea what this segment is about.
It's What's Rossi Reading?
What's Rossi Reading?
All right, weird and wonderful news at Rossi's Reading. What have you got?
So I found this real-life Tarzan. There's actually been a movie made of this guy called Hovan Lang.
Okay.
He's 49 years of age, right?
Yeah.
And 8 years ago, he got rescued from a Vietnamese jungle.
What?
Because his father fled an area due to war. And he took his children with him. It was a Vietnamese war in 1972.
Okay.
So they all went and lived in the jungle.
Okay. Wow.
Right? They lived there, and only 5 people came across them in 40 years.
That's scary and cool at the same time.
And the guys ran away, and they didn't get caught. But eventually they did come to rescue this guy, and they took him back to a village. But he used to eat fruit, honey, monkey, snake, lizard, and frog. And
hold on, did you say he ate monkey and snake?
Yeah, and apparently his favorite part of a rat is the head.
Okay, sorry, TMI if you're doing that.
He had never seen a woman before in his life either. So when they went to the village, he was he couldn't believe it. So it was unbelievable. He was described as like a baby.
Pretty's walked off. Once you just said the rats thing, she's out.
Yeah, he catches rats and eats them.
There it is.
But he's got like superhuman skills.
Oh, it's good to have What's Rossi Reading back. What's the joke there, buddy?
He's really adapting to the new life these days. He's got on social media and everything.
Oh, really?
You know what site he's joined?
What?
Vine.
Doesn't
is Vine still
anymore.
Going? Isn't it?
No, it doesn't
no, Vine's
exist anymore.
What?
No. Vine like quit
Vine
years
they closed
ago.
Down. Yeah, they closed that down.
He eventually met a wife and he said, "Okay, ladder in." Ladder, let her in, ladder.
But why a ladder?
Tarzan wouldn't be using ladders. He doesn't have ladders.
Well, I'm sure he. This guy's amazing. He probably made one from.
All right, let's just finish this off. Just give me like a Tarzan. Roads extra busy right now, which is it's good to see the roads. We were doing this show. What we didn't take a day off. Even throughout the pandemic, doing the show, and there were times when we were doing the show and there was no one on the roads, right?
Yeah.
So to have it busy again, it's sort of a blessing that we've got to look at. By the way, messaging from Dubai Police, don't forget to give way to emergency vehicles, pedestrians, maintain a safe distance between vehicles whilst you're driving. Of course, fasten your seatbelt. We still have to say that. I guess we do. Don't use mobile phones while driving and adhere to the speed limits.
On the roads, yeah.
Just be careful. Whilst these roads are super busy right now, just keep those things going on. All right. Have you just done the school run? Have you just dropped off the kids? Are you on the way right now? Maybe you're just going to work. We're taking your calls, and we want to hear from you. Mezen, how you doing, Mezen?
How you doing, Chris? It's great to hear you.
Good to hear from you, man. Are you you just dropped off your sister, did you?
I'm always dropping off right now, and oh my goodness, the road is crazy.
It is crazy. Aren't you a good older brother doing that? You dropped the sister. How old's your sister?
They're 11 and 6.
Good on you, man. How old are you, can I ask?
I'm 18. I'm heading to work after, actually, and I'm going to be so late.
Look at this guy, man. 18 years old, driving your sister to school, then you go to work. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah, that's
mate.
Good.
That is... it's hard to get some 18-year-olds just to get out of their bedroom, mate. And you're already doing that. What do you do for work?
I work in a tech company.
Good on you, bro. You already got your head on the right way, man. That's beautiful. And your younger sisters, they've got a good older brother. You look after them and you look after yourself, all right?
Of course, Chris. Although I have no idea how you guys have so much energy at 7 a.m.
Yeah, I know. Just caffeine, brother. Yep. You're 18. Are you doing coffee yet?
I'm
going to
have to.
Yeah. it's a mindset, man. Get that mindset right, and you can do whatever you want. I'm being serious. Sometimes we fake ourselves out just being awake. We're not. But we fake our minds out. By the time you know it, you're actually awake and you're feeling it. God bless, bro. Ella, you what? You're 12 years old?
Yeah, I am.
Look at you on the way to school. What school do you go to?
I go to math.
Now, are you ready? Yeah. Are you excited to go back? Are you nervous? How do you feel?
I went back yesterday, and I was really excited to see all my friends. This one friend, she spent 8 months in Australia, and it felt really nice to see her.
Oh,
good on you, Ella. I'm glad. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad to hear from you as well, always. Vitti, you're dropping the kids off, are you?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm stuck in traffic right now at Al Barsha, and yes, I'm on the way to drop my girls.
How does it feel dropping them off back at school again?
Yeah, I'm so happy to drop them back to school, and it's so great that they're going. You know, they're lucky enough to go back to school. It's really a blessing.
Yep.
So super excited. Yes.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Good on you saying that. You know, kid you not, I get messages sometimes on social. I had one just the other night of, I can't afford the school fees.
Oh.
You know, and so they're at parents right now. They can't afford even to do some of the school fees issues. So just count your blessing, guys, that if you're on the way to school as a student, just know there are some students that don't even have the ability to go on to school right now.
Yep.
Not only here, but around the world. Asma, what's going on with you?
Good morning. Well, I dropped my daughter off and I'm back to work after 3 months of maternity leave. So back to school, back to work on the same day.
How does it feel? Because now it's like you're living the other life again. You had a baby. Congratulations. You've had some time at home. Now you've done the school run. Now you're going back to work. How are you feeling?
Oh, it's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time because I've left my little bubs at home and, you know.
Don't worry.
It's mixed emotions. One is going to school. One is, you know, just starting. So
yeah, I hear. Don't worry. Both of them are going to be fine, and you've done a great job, and you'll continue to do a great job. Finally, Amy, you are you're on the way to work, and you're stuck in the traffic.
Yes. Good morning. I was totally stuck in the traffic. Now I've managed to weave on my way around, and I'm 3 minutes late.
Oh. 3 minutes. Oh, you start work at 8:00.
Yes, well, I'm going to be bang on time.
Are they? If you rock up late, do they look at you or they say anything?
It's all right. I'll just, you know, give them a little smile. I'm sure I'll get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. You will. Well done. Welcome back to the work and the school run. Road's officially busy.
Yep.
Back here in the UAE. I was in the shower this morning.
Okay.
Oh, about time.
I know, right? Can I tell you, like, I had this conditioner and it was just sitting on a little glass. I got a little glass ledge in my shower.
Yeah.
Right? And it slid off without me knowing.
Mm.
It landed right on my middle toe. The cap. It was the cap end.
Ouch.
It wasn't the bottom end. It was the cap end, which was opened.
Ouch.
That little black thing was pushed up. It sliced my toe. There was blood everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what happened when I was showering this morning.
Are you okay?
At like 5 a.m. I might walk with a limp today, but I'll be all right.
Oof.
50 cent.
Yeah, I had to get the towel out and clean all the blood and everything. I had to then put my shower towel in the wash basin, which I don't like to do. I like to reuse my shower towel. You know what I mean?
How often do you reuse it?
I probably do it every like 3 days. Like as in, I'll get a fresh towel out. I'll wash, dry myself with it, hang it back up. Next day, wash again, hang it back up. Maybe on the third one, I'll throw it out, depending on, of like, I don't know.
How sweaty you were the last 2 days.
Yeah, like how I used it, you know what I mean?
Wait, why are you saying ew, Rossi?
I'm a one towel man. As
you're an absolute liar.
I use it once.
You would not be a one towel man.
Believe it or not, I am.
Is that because you only shower once a week?
No, it's not. It's because, I don't know, I just, as soon as I'm done with it, I put it in the thing. I do. I mean, I don't want anyone else using my towel. There's strict rules.
But why would anyone else use your towel?
Like someone like Liz or someone might catch something that I've got. So I don't let.
Pretty?
I'm like you, Chris. I do 2 days. Then the third day, I take out a new towel, and then I use that towel just to, if I'm washing my hair, like I'll just use it for my hair.
Wow, this is an I didn't even know this could be a thing right now. Let's turn it into a thing. I like things.
I mean, is it wrong that we're doing 3 days, Chris?
I don't think so. How many days do you use your shower towel for? Is this a, are you changing it daily or are you using it a couple of days? Is someone doing a week? Are you using a week? Be honest. I'm sure there's someone, and it could be you, using it for a week. Eddie and Nala are even discussing this. I can see this. Go, what are you guys doing?
Every single shower, I use a different
towel. A new towel.
Really?
Same as me.
You obviously don't do the washing in your household.
Nope, that's why.
Exactly. All right, Eddie?
At least like 4 days.
Hey!
4 days, okay.
Yeah, okay. Using the four-day towel. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you're just, you're drying your clean body with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And then you're just hanging it up.
Yeah, because you've already used the soap and you've cleaned your body. That's the hope.
No,
because
like stuff might come out of your nose during the shower and then you wipe your face with it.
No, but aren't you washing, like, aren't you using soap during your shower?
Yeah, but, like, still stuff might still come out.
What do you, what is going to come out?
Well, like, you know, snot or something.
0487155444. I'm opening up the phone lines here on the Chris Fade Show. How often do you wash your shower towel? Nancy? Are you daily, every few days, weekly? What is it, Nancy?
Weekly, weekly. If you're washing your body properly, why on earth do you need to keep changing your towel daily?
There it
is. Rossi should be questioning what you're doing with that towel.
Yeah.
Toilet paper or Kleenex.
I don't want anyone from my family catching anything that I've got. So I don't let them use it, so I wash it straight away.
But I don't... What do you have?
He doesn't do that.
A cold sore.
You don't do the washing. All right, Nancy's putting it down to a week.
Not sustainable. Yeah.
All right, a week. More calls next. How often do you wash your shower towel? We only discuss the serious topics here on the Chris Fade Show. Melissa, how often are you washing your shower towel?
Good morning, guys.
Morning. How often are you doing it?
I do it once a week, but I have two towels, one for my body and one for my hair.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Mm.
So are they, and they both getting washed weekly?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
I think that's okay. I think a week is okay.
Yeah, why not?
You start the week. I get that.
I mean, does it dry? You're hanging it up. Does it, it fully dries by the time you get back to it?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
But you ever got that towel sometimes and then you've smelt it and you've realized it's got that weird smell because it stayed damp for too long?
Well, that's horrible, yeah.
Isn't that the worst one?
That's right.
And then you dry your whole body with it and then you realize your whole body smells like that?
You have to shower again.
You wash again.
Yeah, you're going to wash yourself again?
Yeah.
Or just put a lot of deodorant on. Hopefully that disguises it for the day. No? All right, we'll put Mel down. Thanks. Have a great morning. We'll put Mel there once a week. Abiola, how often are you changing that shower towel? Abiola, you
every
there? Oh, there
weeks.
We go. Sorry, I lost you there. What is it? How many times?
Every 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Ooh, every 2 weeks?
Oh, I feel dirty right now. I'm from Africa, and we don't just use soap. But we use sponge to wash our body. So I feel clean whenever I finish bathing. So I don't have a need to change my towel every other day.
So 2 weeks you're washing that shower towel. All right. All right. I mean, for me, that's too long. Like, that's even too long for me.
2 weeks.
But hey, it's each to their own. Abiola, thank you for being honest. I like it. Muhammad, how often are you changing the shower towel?
Good morning, guys. I do three times.
Three. Okay. So you'll get three uses out of the shower towel, then it goes in the wash.
Yes.
All right. Michelle, tell me.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Morning. So this is a really serious topic we're talking about, as you can imagine.
Super serious.
How often are you washing it?
Okay, so I wash my towel every 5 days.
Okay.
So what I do is I actually put it out in the sun, and then it just dries out. So that icky smell that you're talking about, that's not there.
Because
basically, again, like, your body is all clean, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear that. 5 days, I understand. If you got the sun drying it, that's a different story. Like, if you're getting it out in the sun.
I feel like for some reason when you put stuff in the sun, it, like, zaps all the germs out.
It does, though.
Right?
I'm sure I'm sure the heat. Well, hold on. We've got a doctor with us right now, Dr. Chris.
Surely he's every day.
That's right. Dr. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear your voice again, doctor. Tell us, come on. How often are we doing our towels?
Every 2 days max, man.
Okay.
Every 2 days max.
Okay.
The reason is I have a stack of shower towels. So on the second day, I just grab another one and we wash. But the deal is, if that water was sterile, okay, are you going to the tap and drinking tap water every day? No.
No.
Okay. Yeah. You ever smell that towel after it's dried out the next day? Kind of crispy. It's not as fluffy as it was the first day.
Yep.
Bacteria, dust, smell that you didn't get off. Areas that you didn't really scrub down. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about. And you know, though, but a bit of bacteria surely sometimes is a good thing as well. I'm arguing on that side, right?
What?
Isn't good bacteria good? Like, as in, if you've got a bit of bacteria, it's okay.
A little bit's good, but it's the wrong kind is wrong. And what's circulating around in your house, along with that little bit of mold the landlord didn't tell you was in the vents, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the mold's a big issue, I know, with the humidity and all that. I know, I hear about this. Okay, so Abiola, who we just heard from, who did 2 weeks, she should be changing the towel more often, Doc?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, come on, because the truth is that water's not sterile.
Ah.
You think you're clean, but it's not really clean.
Okay.
I mean, just smell the towel the next day. It's not cool, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. I sometimes do smell that towel. I'm like, that doesn't smell good.
And another reason I do it is wash it every day. It's like a damp bathroom where I have, so it's like, doesn't dry properly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like wild woody in there sometimes.
The cleaner has hidden all of the towels now. She just leaves one for me, so I have to go hunting around the house.
Oh, you have to go hunt around the house.
It's ridiculous. What a poor baby.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my maid. Oh,
no.
Oh, my mate, I'm from Liverpool. All of a sudden, I'm living in Dubai. I've got a maid.
I'm Chris. I've got two.
They're not maids. They're my family. They're my helpers, my carers. They help me raise my children, mate. They're not my maid. I've got to go walk around the house to find a towel.
Well, you try doing that at 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
I do it every day.
You still there, Dr. Chris?
Oh, yeah, I'm
sorry.
Oh,
no.
Dr. Chris,
have a great morning.
Do you also do some therapy sessions? Because we may need that as well.
Well, wrong kind of doctor, but I think they all need it.
Talking about towels earlier on.
Yeah.
How often you use your shower towel? Ross using it daily.
Mm.
And you got talking about, maids, no, I can't get a towel because my maid puts it in the other end of the room.
I think she does it on purpose because she's sick of me using a towel every day. So, yeah, I was, it's annoying sometimes.
But then we got talking about, like, you've come from, like myself, I come from, like, the west of Sydney. It's not.
So you had a more privileged upbringing than me, mate.
Don't use the word privilege, please.
You were. That's your dad was the BMW general manager.
He was a car salesman, my dad. We lived a great. No,
I've seen your house. It's massive.
We lived a good, solid family life in Australia.
Blessed.
We weren't overly rich. Yeah. We weren't poor. We just lived a good life. Mum and dad. But my mum and dad worked hard, man. Like hard.
George.
7 days a week.
I'm Gilda, sorry.
Yeah, why'd you say George for?
Yeah.
My mum used to sell ladies' fashion clothing at the local mall. She used to be a saleswoman. They always used to say my mum could sell sand to the Arabs.
That's what it was.
And now I actually am.
Yeah.
I sold sand the other day. But yeah, we're talking about just sort of like you coming from Liverpool, from England.
Well, near Liverpool, yeah.
All right. The Wirral.
Yeah.
We've all come up pretty as well.
Yeah, from New York City, man.
New York City,
Queens.
From Queens, in a small little two-bedroom apartment that used to share a bedroom with your sister until you were like 20 years old.
Until I moved here, we had one bathroom and that was that.
One bathroom in that house?
Yeah.
One bathroom?
Yeah.
So mum, dad, you and your sister only had one bathroom to
Correct.
Share?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
We just grew, that was our life and that's cool.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's the way it was.
And now Ross is in Dubai complaining that my maid doesn't wash the shower towels and puts them at the other end of the room.
How are we spending half an hour on this maid thing?
Because yesterday he sends me a video and he's got a Rolls Royce.
No, don't. No, I'll get in trouble. Don't.
Rossi's got a Rolls Royce out front of his house.
No, it's not mine.
And I went, oh, Rossi, big time. Whose Rolls Royce was it?
Can you say?
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, it's okay. What time is it? Yeah. So my daughter Annie has only gone and chose the best friend to be friends with in her class.
Why?
Because, like, they're really rich.
Oh, so it was her friend's Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
How old is your daughter?
The mother and father came to pick up the kid, right? And it was one of those Rolls Royce, like
Phantoms?
4x4 things, you know, like
the SUV thing.
They're like more than like 1.3 million dirhams.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, Annie, who's your friend and what do their parents do?
That's amazing.
I was like, this is amazing.
So your daughter has become friends with someone that's loaded.
Yeah.
This is the worst possible choice for friends because Rossi doesn't know. So Rossi was out there filming the Rolls Royce yesterday. Like, he's sending me a WhatsApp.
Yeah, I know.
Look at this car. Look what's just pulled up in front of my house. It's and then the guy was in the car.
It was awkward because the windows were tinted. And then he wound down the window and said,
Hold on. Rossi, he didn't wind down the window. Rossi just did the winding down of a window.
He pushed a button.
It was probably voice activated. Put the window down.
Yeah. It was so awkward because the umbrella popped out. No, he put the window down. He went, hey, Russell, what's up, man?
Russell.
Yeah, he said Russell. But I was like, oh, yes, Annie, you've chosen well
but
here.
But, Rossi, you got to play it cool here.
What do I
you
do?
You can't be caught filming him because they're going to feel uncomfortable.
But maybe, like...
What do they do? What is the... Do you know
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find
out. You got to play it cool. You're be not bothered by it all.
Where are they from?
Well, he obviously doesn't know who I am because he called me Russell.
Where are they from?
I don't want to say. Sorry.
Okay. Don't say it.
It's not from where I'm from, anyway. And I don't think it's fair for me to say where they're from.
Okay. Sure.
What response is that?
Because I don't want to let them think that I'm talking about them.
But
how many people went to your house in a Rolls Royce
and called you Russell?
We might be listening now. But if you are.
I've got
a few business ideas.
Has he got his? Hey, what are you going to try to do here? Because this is going to be awkward. You're going to try to become their best friends.
Don't do this.
Well, like I thought, like he probably saw my motorbikes outside. Maybe you can invest in a motorbike scooter company.
No. It's not motorbikes. They're Vespa. It's a Vespa.
But
about a 4,000 dirham Vespa.
Maybe we can invest in like he's their Rossi, pocket change to him.
Rossi,
I'll never have to work with you again.
Rossi, you got to play it cool, man. They're not going to want to interact with you if you behave this way.
Okay. What do I do? Give me
nothing.
Some tips.
Just be normal.
Yo, what's up? Hey, man.
He's gonna rock up in a suit. You're gonna be wearing a suit next time they come to pick up the kid. The kid's obviously a cute kid and everything, and they get along well.
Yeah. They get along.
Is the kid a cute kid?
I'm saying it's a nice kid. Like, do you like the child?
She's so cute. She's
my daughters have brought kids home sometimes that I don't want them in my house again.
Why?
Spoiled. I'm like, nah, I don't want that. And I tell them, you're not bringing her home anymore.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's other people who have got, like, their kids have found rich friends and you're sort of excited about it.
Are you trying to kick off a topic here?
Yeah.
You really want me to ask this question?
Oh. Has your child become friends with a very rich kid? Get in touch. 04. What's the number? 871-555-4.
This is Rossi's way of doing radio talk shows now. I love the topic.
Has your child become friends with a very rich kid and can my other daughter become friends with them as well?
No.
Give us a call.
I don't think we're going to get a call from this.
Because I remember coming to your kid's party, right? Mm. And outside there was a Ferrari. Who was that guy?
He ended up getting deported. I'm not joking. Rossi decided to kick off a topic here. Give us the question.
Has your kid made friends with a rich kid? You know, like when you go to a party sometimes and it's like unbelievable.
Yeah, you're like, man, they've done a lot in this house.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're in the same boat.
Oh, yeah.
So what's happened?
I've got twins, and they were in school, and they became friends with, halfway friends, let me put it like this. The girl was super in love with my boy, and she would always ask to have play days, and they would meet them outside in the playground, and we would arrange for them to meet somewhere, mm-hmm. and we've only met them outside. So I never actually really met the mom or the parents. I would only meet the nanny. And at one stage, they said, you know what, they should come over for a play date in our place. And I was like, okay, I wasn't really into it. And the thing is, my boy is not really into her either, to be honest. Like, he's not really enjoying with her, but my girl does. And they invited us over to their place, and she sent me the location. The mom sent me the location, and I had the toddler with me as well. I've got three kids, so I've got a toddler with me as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving and driving and driving and driving, and it took forever to get there. And it was like a really remote place. And I kept on wondering, what am I going to do with the toddler? Because I knew that we cannot stay there, because the mom told me ahead of time that she's not even going to be home. It's only going to be the nanny. I was like, oh, God.
Well, I'm sure you had no problem talking to them, though, because you are an amazing talker, Sarah. You know how to talk. So where did you end up? Where is their house? Was it, like, on the Palm, Alborari? Where was it?
No, it wasn't that area. It was a bit further out, and I can't go into detail where it was.
Sure.
It was a bit further out. What happened is I started driving along a long road. Mm-hmm. And a long wall, and I only see a wall, and the GPS is telling me that the door should come to my right, and I only see a wall, and there is no door, and suddenly I see this huge, enormous gate with a security in front of the gate, and apparently this is the house.
Wow.
So I was like, oh my God, he already is expecting me. He waves towards me, and he opens the gate, and we drive in this huge palace.
Oh, my gosh. It's a palace.
Wow.
It's great, isn't it?
I can't say.
Yeah, are you still friends? Are your kids still friends with them?
Well, I'm trying. Well, they're only 4 years old, but I'm trying to arrange an early marriage.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. The early marriage, 100%.
What is that?
Yeah, I've got my I've got some space music in the background right now.
Why?
When I was in the States, I went to that national, what's the museum? National Museum of History in New York.
Natural Museum.
Or Natural Museum of History. What is it called?
Museum of Natural History.
Yeah, the one in New York. I couldn't even get the name right.
I got famous some ice cream from there as well.
Yeah, the same one from the movie.
Night in the Museum.
Yeah, with Robin Williams and
Robin come on, Williams Chris. Was in that.
Robin Williams was in it. Yeah.
I've not seen it, so I don't know.
You have never watched that movie, A Night at the Museum?
No.
And the other guy, famous guy.
Ben Stiller. Come on.
Anyway, bought the tickets online, very expensive, got there, line was like an hour and 10 minute wait, went the back way. I wanted to sneak in. I said to Brianna, all with the kids in New York, I said, if we just go down this ramp, I guarantee there'll be a door that will just get us in.
Were like, you right?
Yeah, but we didn't go down. She wouldn't let me go down the ramp. But when we were in the museum, mm. I said, there's the door that would have got us in. It was this back entrance. And you know what they did? Right at the entrance of the museum is the really large dinosaur, the famous one, like we have in the Dubai Mall, right? The big dinosaur. They closed it off because it was too many people. So I went to go in, and the security guard like, "No, sorry, mate, we're closed. We're closed right now."
Is that how a security?
Yeah, that's how he sounded. That's exactly how he sounded. He's like, "Sorry, mate, we're closed." I said, "Well, no, you're not. There's a lot of people that we're at max capacity." But I said, "Mate, I've flown all the way from Dubai."
How many times has he heard that?
Yeah, I've flown all the way from Dubai to take a photo of my kids in front of this dinosaur. He's like, "Well, I'm sorry, right now." I said, "It was about midday at the time." I said, when is it opening up for the public then? When can it open? 4 p.m. this afternoon. I said, 4 p.m.? You want me to wait 4 hours? I said, mate, come on. There must be a way. There must be a way in. Got a $10 bill out of my pocket. I said, there must be a way that we can get in there. He's like, absolutely not. So he saw the 10. So then I pulled out another 10. You said, are you sure? He's like, there's no chance. So we went around the back, and there was a little, and I got us in. I went in. There was a little opening in the door.
Was that a lie?
No, I swear, ask Brianna.
Okay.
Got us in, took a quick photo, whoosh, shot out. The reason why I'm talking about this is I've brought back some astronaut ice cream.
I saw that, yeah.
$20 a packet, 60 dirhams nearly.
That's what? So weird. Like, I bought the ice cream in exactly the same place when I went to New York. Weird.
Oh, I wanted to do this for the first time. I thought this is going to be a first time experience from all of us.
I ate it there in the museum.
Oh, you already ate it. All right, well, you're not having any. Rossi's exempt.
Okay.
He's not doing this.
Do I want to try it?
No, it's
so
horrible.
It's not. It's freeze-dried Neapolitan ice cream. I got cookies and cream. This is what astronauts take up in the space. So I'm going to... What flavor?
No, I want cookies and cream.
I've got vanilla, Neapolitana, or cookies and cream.
Neapolitan.
Neapolitana. It's after Napoleon.
Which flavour did you want, Rossi?
That was his favourite type of ice cream.
I'll go. Well, do you want to just open one packet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we're opening up all.
Oh, vanilla. I'll go vanilla.
Vanilla, Nala, and you have to share one.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Open it. So,
should I open it?
Open it. I'm going to, yeah, everyone open their packets. Now, it looks like an ice cream sandwich. It looks like a block, but it's frozen. And it will crackle when you open it.
Oh.
This is what astronauts eat.
It looks like...
We're going to film this. We'll put this up so you can see it. But it's literally, if you got an ice cream sandwich from the gas station, go get dry freezing agents and spray it. It goes solidly hard.
Solidly hard.
Oh, wow. That's true. Solidly hard.
It's hard. So how do I eat this?
So just watch this. I'm going to have a bite. I'm having a Neapolitana. Have a listen. What are you guys laughing at me for when I say Neapolitana? That's what it is.
Neapolitan.
Ready? This is ice cream, guys, from space. Astronauts from NASA use it. Let's all take a bite at the same time.
I can't break it.
One, two, three. That ice cream.
I don't know how to feel about it.
It's not very nice, is it?
What do you got?
It tastes like a biscuit.
Yeah. It's just a biscuit.
But it's ice cream. That's dairy in that.
It's just biscuit.
It tastes like
I'm a little bit disappointed.
I thought it'd be more creamy for some reason. I thought it had like...
Guys, you know how much I spent on this?
It tastes like baby food.
Oh, a bit.
Like Cerelac.
Wait, Nala, why do you know what baby food tastes like?
My sister loves like...
I don't want to know.
Baby food biscuits.
Not bad, huh? Is what they're eating up in space.
I mean,
Does this have calories?
Obviously.
Actually, funny enough, that whole thing has 170 calories, so it's not a bad little healthy snack that if you didn't want to count your calories and you're trying to keep it low. Astronaut ice cream. I don't think you can get it here. I wish we could. I believe there's a market for this here. What about if I was to import this thing? Would anyone buy it?
No. Here's a fun fact. Everyone, there's a fun fact on the back of your packaging.
Oh, wow.
Here's a fun fact. Only one third of spacecraft sent to Mars have been successful, leading some scientists to wonder if there is a Martian Bermuda Triangle or a great galactic ghoul that likes to eat spacecraft.
Yeah.
What's your fun fact? Do you have one?
Where is the fun
fact? On the bottom. Here's a fun fact.
American outdoor product, Gun Park Drive, Boulder, Colorado. Made in Colorado, USA.
AustronautFoods.com. I feel like you only have it.
Gluten-free.
100% renewable.
Virgin Radio 104.4, your Monday morning. That's it for us. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it as usual. If you missed it, Jake Paul took out that boxing fight earlier today. We nearly gave away the pop quiz to a student, which would have been good. But we will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, she's viral on Instagram. Everyone knows her. May Vault is going to be joining us.
Yeah.
If you don't know May, M-A-I Vault, look her up on Instagram. Very, very funny.
Very
huge
funny.
Globally, but especially here in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be joining us in studio tomorrow just after 8 a.m.
Excited.
From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.